Hi, I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sean.
And you're listening to the Dead Baby Bear podcast.
Dead Baby Bear.
Ooh.
Long story.
When do we start?
Oh,
we're started already?
Oh my God, we're as inefficient as an AI.
I didn't even say anything racist. I don't think I say racist things.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we've all learned our lesson.
Thanks,
no.
Kathleen.
I'm kidding.
Did we learn our lesson? What did we do? Did we do a racist thing?
No, not us. Just in general, the world.
Oh, yeah.
But everything is racist now. I saw somebody, there's a Fox clip, who's like one of those weird Fox ladies. She's like, looking forward to go camping again this weekend? Well, better take a second check because camping is now racist. I didn't see why she said it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like stuff that libs of TikTok will share to be like, look what the liberals are up to now.
Yeah.
Which it's always funny to me, like how money corrupts, right? Where like if there's a left-wing totalitarian dictatorship, it's called a communist regime.
Yeah.
If there's like a far-right dictatorship, it's not a capitalist regime.
No.
Nobody ties it to capitalism.
They should start calling
nobody
it a
ties it to. Yeah, nobody calls it that.
Yeah.
It's just a totalitarian regime. They just drop the politics when it's far-right.
Yeah.
When it's far-left, they're like, communism. That's where communism leads you.
Yeah, but you know what? Instead of politics, on the front, they throw religion in.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah,
everything
I guess
is about
so, yeah.
God. Which is, I love it. People still think that that's the only religion that anyone in North America cares about. I think it's so funny. Like, that they're like, it should be in our laws. Why? If someone came up to you and said, we're going to start putting Quran law into our laws because there are Muslim people that live here, people would lose their fucking minds. So why can't you?
Well, I think we should all just be little pockets. There'll be like a Quran corner.
Quran corner.
We'll have a little Quran corner and you guys can do the Quran stuff there.
Yeah.
You guys can go ahead and cut off hands for stealing. And, but then once you're past 98 Dav, you better stop cutting hands off for stealing. Because that's Buddhist Alley.
Buddhist Alley.
We'll burn ourselves once in a while, but only when things get real weird. That's always weird about Buddhist monks. They're like, they just sit there quietly, and then when they're talking, they're burning.
What do you mean? You know what I mean? Okay.
Burning themselves. They're just like, holy fuck, that guy's on fire.
Did you know my dad?
You could have talked before. You didn't have to be quiet and then burn in a fire.
Are they quiet when they burn?
Well, no, but I mean, before they burn, they're always quiet. They're always going through some contemplative, like silence makes them more wise or whatever.
My dad went to, when my parents separated, my dad went to a Buddhist monastery for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Called Shasta Abbey. It's in Northern California, and he didn't talk or anything. And
that's so dumb.
The whole thing is so weird.
Like, what are you fucking contemplating? You know,
you know,
what's my place in the world?
As a man in Edmonton, Alberta,
what am I supposed to do?
Man, what am I supposed to do with my life?
Oh, fat brown man. Like, who do they think's up there? A Buddhist? Do they think it's that fat guy?
What does anybody think? Anybody that is religious thinks.
No, but we know Rip Jesus is up there.
Ripped Jesus, yeah.
Rip White Jesus is up there.
Yeah.
With his beard because he was on a cross and he couldn't shave her.
Do you know if there is a heaven when I die? I'm not going to see Jesus first. You know who I'm going to see first?
Oh, you've got to send me like some kind of signal.
I will. I'll send you signs. What do you want your sign to be?
I just want it to be.
Because some people are like, every time I see a butterfly, I know it's Kathleen saying
I want it
hello.
To be a beaver under my deck.
Okay.
Yes.
I will send so many beavers
if
under
a
your
beaver.
Deck. You're gonna be like, a beaver infestation.
Yes. So I'm gonna be 63 and I'll see like some fucking beaver under my deck, but it'll be dead and I'll
be
like, what does that mean, Kathleen? There's a heaven, but you didn't make it?
No, I'm sure that when I get to
why is the beaver dead?
I'm not gonna see Jesus. You know who's gonna be there waiting for me?
All your ex-boyfriends.
Wendy McGee. She's gonna be like, I thought you took so long to get here. I need you to move me.
Jesus Christ, Kathleen. I was supposed to take possession of my new cloud last week. But because you didn't make it.
You had to stall.
You had to take an experimental drug and live longer. So now I got to pay for bridge financing. Because you took chemo on time. Jesus said you'd be late on it, but.
But Jesus was wrong again.
Jesus is so wrong.
Did you sell your house?
Yeah.
You sold it.
I think it's done, yeah. I think it is done.
For asking below or above?
It's just slightly below.
Slightly below.
That's about it, yeah. Like, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a. No, we didn't. It was just too, you know, like. I don't know. I'm kind of a chicken shit where I'm like, well, because nobody else was buying it.
So
I'm just kind of one of those people where I'm like, well, but it's
it
not.
It was
it's not
in
a
Fort
matter.
Saskatchewan, Sean. Not a lot of people are clamoring to move to Fort Saskatchewan. I'm kidding.
But there's no garage, right?
Oh,
so that's,
okay. I didn't
that's
know
the
that
problem.
The hot tub house didn't have.
Yeah.
A
so
garage.
There's
that's
so
a big deal.
And then you're like, well, it's yeah, it's kind of it's Fort Saskatchewan. There's like. There's nobody there that doesn't need a garage.
Yeah, everyone
like
does.
Like, everybody's like, I'm handy. You need me to fix that subwoofer or what? I'll take it to my garage.
Oh,
like,
my
there's
God.
No guy in Fort Saskatchewan who's like, here, we'll fix it on my driveway.
No, that
sad
guy
times.
Is a loser.
Like, we grew up poor, so we had to fix cars. That's how you know you're poor, is fixing cars in the cold. Yeah, if you grew up fixing cars when it was cold, you were poor.
That's sad.
And you don't know. You don't know when you're fixing when you're a child and you're fixing a car that's cold.
Yeah.
And the tools are cold and the bolts are freezing and you have to get under it in a snowsuit and you start to get wet because you're sweating and you're the other thing, you know, like you know, yeah. So that's how I knew I was poor, but it took me a long time. It took me until I got older and somebody was like, why don't we fix that in a fucking garage?
And you're like, you
that
can
I was
do
like,
that?
You can fix a car inside where it's warm. It doesn't have to hurt to fix a car. I thought it was punishment from Jesus. Your battery is not working.
Did you buy a house?
We're just going to skip that part. We're just going to wander. You know what I mean? We'll just do what we do.
Do you want to live in my bus for
in the
a while?
Wilderness? You guys are gonna buy a. You're buying a bus.
I bought a bus. I didn't tell
you.
You
bought a bus.
Yeah, a little school, big school bus.
Oh wow, that's amazing. What does it say on the side? Just school?
No, it's all painted white now.
Oh okay.
We can name it.
So that isn't that like a jail one then?
No, it was a school bus. But
okay, because the white ones are for inmates, aren't they?
I guess they are.
That's
now.
What I thought.
I don't know.
Jailbreak.
But I have like a no. It was my friend's bus, and then he moved away, and he sold it to me for cheap, and it was like
that's
it's
amazing.
Half done. But I just have to put in like electrical. I got to get a new engine for it though.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
want to
just park it somewhere, you guys are more than welcome to live in it.
That's amazing. Yeah, we'll just live in a bus.
Yeah, save
we'll live
money.
In a bus that you know, like it's getting cold, Papa.
Your kids are gonna be like, I knew I was poor when it was cold to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I knew I was
sleeping in the cold. Oh, no, we're out of coals.
How come you just haven't found one you like, or it's just...
No, we have one already.
Oh, you
but
bought
yeah,
one.
So we, yeah, you kind of gotta, you know, you gotta have one thing and, you know...
Is it a nicer
but it's funny,
house than your old house? Did you
slightly
move
nicer, yeah. That's, we did move
if
up.
If you don't move up when you move, you've done something wrong.
If you're moving down, God, that's a tough move.
That's a bad move.
Getting
so.
A piano to a smaller place.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
think about how horrible... Yeah! Help me grab this piano. I'm gonna take it from my bungalow to my apartment.
Person downsizing.
Oh God.
You're a young person trying to live their life.
Nothing's heavier than a deep freeze on a downgrade. Just you and three friends hauling a deep freeze from a mansion into a condo.
Oh my God.
Hey-yo!
I just like to freeze stuff. I have to have it here.
I'm a bit of freezer guy.
Well, that's exciting. When are you moving?
End of August.
That's very exciting.
That's when we're all doing it, I guess. We got it. You have like a window. You have a window of time to get all your shit out of there, which you want to. But it's funny how everything is like, don't worry about that. That's already paid for. Like the system is so closed around. We're just like these little. We're just these little pawns, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, who do I pay and how do I? And they're like, the bank's like, don't worry about that, because we take our money first and our fees and our bridge financing. The realtor and lawyer that's so they don't give you the bag of money until everybody's paid.
No, they don't expect you to be able to distribute.
No.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't leave that to you.
I actually kind of like that because I'm not responsible enough. I mean, I would do it, but I'd be mad every time I sent another $10,000
but
to someone else.
It's a system established for a certain reason so that there's no negotiation that you could have with your lawyer or your realtor if you weren't happy with services because the money is gone.
Yeah.
And the conversation about how much the money is happens between the realtor and the lawyer and the bank.
Yeah.
You're not in that conversation. There's no conversation there, right? So, I mean, if you're smart, you're like, how much are you? But I'm not that person. Like, I can't even ask people how much gigs pay sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll go and do a gig and I don't even know how much I'm getting. Like, or they have told me, but I totally forgot. And I'm like, I should check.
Yeah, like last a couple of years ago, I went across the country to a gig that was for a weekend, and I didn't ask what the money was.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, the guy who ran the show, who hired me, was like, "Hey, if you're struggling after like 20, just get out of there. Like, we don't, you know, don't you don't have to go crazy." And then I'm like, "Oh, he's definitely not going to pay me much."
No.
Like, if he's like, "You can wrap it up after 20 if you're sucking wind," I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm not going to get paid much." And then when I got paid, it was like $1,000. And I talked to like every other comedian, and they were like, it was $1,500 or $2,000 or whatever.
And did you pay for your flight, or did they at least pay for your flight?
I think the flight was covered. But yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, it was one of those where you're like, oh, this ain't going to be a lot of cash.
Yeah. No.
I'm just in a plane for a long time.
I kind of think that every time I get a gig offered to me, oh, this isn't going to be a lot of cash. It's just gonna
be yeah, you really have to be like, yeah, it's so hard to, like, why is money rude, right? And it's like, yeah, even, you know, in like in financial, like in the world of like personal finances, like people that are 70 plus,
yeah,
even their children don't know their money. Mm-hmm. Like their children are like, you know, I don't know. So they're like trying to figure out their retirement. And it's like, well, your retirement in many ways hinges on the asset level of your parents.
Yeah.
And you might not need to do anything. You yeah. could fucking shut it down now if your mom has X. And yeah. they're like, we don't know. And it's like, what do you mean you don't know? She's 87. You can't sneak her bank card and fucking
check.
Jump online. But they probably don't even have the app, right? So it's like their yeah. money, they think their money's in a vault downtown.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing how, you know, and that generationally we talk more about money, but it's still like rude,
yeah.
even though it's like you're providing a service and you want to know how much it pays.
I think people
but it's like rude, and I don't like it to look like business. I think I feel gross when yeah. things are about business.
Yeah.
So,
but that's probably why we're not rich.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is about business. That's gross.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. That's kind of, that's yeah. upsetting and gross yeah. to be like, how much are you going to pay me? I'm going to pay you this much. Well, fuck you. You got to pay me more than that. All right, you piece of shit. I'll give you a little more.
Oh, yeah.
And now you've just set up this arrangement that's like, well, now I got like a higher bar to clear.
Yeah.
I'd rather go in for $2.50 and a hamburger and just.
I do think people are just fed up with the imbalance. So like, that's why everybody's striking now in every industry, because everyone's just finally like, why is this one person making $200 million a year and I have to beg to make $10,000 on a job that I've done so much work, you know, like the writer, all that stuff, like,
yeah.
and like, yeah, and in like acting and stuff, like, yeah, no, it's not every actor that's rich, and it's like the top ones,
yeah,
that are doing well, but there's like so many people that have like bartending jobs and they're on a television series, like it's. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy that like,
yeah, like now we're getting
CEOs are making so much money.
And then it applies to sports too, where it's like, you know, there's
yeah.
people that make $45 million a year. And then there's people that, but it's funny to think that there was, we're now entering a generation where like there's people that cheated in the 90s and did steroids to make it in baseball and yeah. didn't, and they're dying, you know,
oh,
like that would
yeah.
suck, where you took a bunch of steroids
oh, God.
To yeah. make the elite level of your chosen sport.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're not going to live much longer because of all the steroids you took. And you're like, I didn't even fucking make it.
Oh, my God.
I was just ripped, but I still sucked at handball.
Do you think, I don't know if this is controversial, do you think there would be more trans athletes if there were more women's leagues? Like, if there was a women's NHL, if there was a women's football league, if there was a women's base, do you think we'd see more?
I don't know. Like, it's so funny because it still depends on the quality of the athlete. Like, if you look at the Canadian women's soccer team.
Yeah.
There's a trans athlete there.
Yeah.
But not elite.
No, they were.
Just fit in.
Just fit in.
Like, if you're a trans athlete at the elite levels and you just fit in, like, your name's Dixie and you were used to be a guy, now you're a woman. Congratulations, yeah. you're on the team. If you were dominant, if
yeah.
you were Lionel Messi, like people would, every game people would be like, boo. But as long as you blend in
yeah.
as someone who used to be a man and competes in female athletics, I think we're like okay with it.
Yeah.
So makes it such a weird debate, because we're not like recreationally, why would you have a problem with some 13-year-old girl in some intramural volleyball league in Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
You know, wants yeah. to compete against, like, who gives a shit?
Nobody cares.
Like, you
but
shouldn't
if it, but
care.
When it but, but when it comes to money, that's when people might care.
Yeah, and it comes to, like, elite. Because I'm like, oh, I wonder why there is no controversy around this, like, trans trans female soccer player for Canada. Yeah. Like, there seems to be no juice around it at all.
Do they make money?
Woman, oh, they went woman to non-binary?
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh, well,
a man.
That's easy then.
Okay.
That's a slam dunk.
I feel like that's different. But
of
yeah.
course, it's totally different.
But
I thought it was like a guy that went to girl.
There would be more. I think if you saw something where it was like a.
I mean, it was one name, so I knew it was non-binary. Yeah.
Where women were getting paid, and then you started seeing trans. I think you'd see a lot more. It's because a lot of this argument for women, it's like for things in teams that they don't get paid for. It's just they. Would like to win a medal or something, and they get but imagine if money was involved in all this, that would be it would be a war.
Yeah,
people
and
hate money being taken from them.
And it's so, well, I mean, now there's so little money, it's such a toxic and poisonous minefield now.
Yeah,
of like, you know, for you
sports.
Just get Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like. If there's some spotlight that's on your company and trans people, then you know everybody right of center is going to abandon your product
yeah.
because they're fucking lunatics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, it used to be a slam dunk. So, from a marketing perspective, supporting trans, like, Bud Light was just a little bit late to the party.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, this is what you do now. You embrace progressive movements and
yeah.
then you get some credit for it. Your stock price goes up. It gets a bump. Like, so the bump used to be there's a progressive bump. We've gone more progressive, and you can see, you know, our influence has gone up, our numbers are up, we're getting more likes, and then it just flipped.
Yeah,
like it just
as
soon fucking
as Kid
flipped.
Rock got a hold of it and started.
There's just
shooting
so many
up guns.
Monsters now. There's like Matt Walsh and like there's
yeah.
just so many monsters.
Yeah,
like Ben Shapiro. There's just like, and they just push this idea, this
yeah.
notion that like, and they did the same thing with gay guys, right? It doesn't exist. Like in the 80s, they did the same thing. Nobody's gay.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Not real. So that's the first thing you establish is that it's not really happening. It's a mental defect. And then it's also something that they're doing to our kids. They're going to... So gay guys in the 80s, it was like...
Oh.
They're creeps. They're
yeah.
sexual perverts.
Yeah.
They want to turn your kid gay. They want to have sex with your kid.
And I love
they're
it
creepy
always,
perverts.
They're priests or they're school leaders. Or like that guy at the Stampede that just like was in charge of... The Young Canadians, which is like...
What the fuck was that anyway? Like
The Young Canadians is like this performance, like they sing and dance at Stampede. Like
yeah,
it's
of
like
course.
It's like a musical. I would have probably done it if I lived in Calgary because it was musical mm-hmm. theater shit. But yeah, this guy was accused forever of being inappropriate with boys and like being creepy.
Mm.
And but beyond creepy, like he was actually being a horrible human being. And the Stampede kept on saying, no, 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 there's nothing to this, nothing to this at all. Kept on, no, no, no. And he was finally convicted. I think it was even a couple years ago.
We used
convicted.
To just sing, but we added dancing because I needed a shower component to the whole escapade.
We had to make sure those boys would shower after.
You look a little bit too sweaty to ride home.
But so now the Stampede is actually having to pay out damages because they're like, okay, we were wrong. But I think like it's always funny.
We'll give you 19 horses and a beer.
It's always the most religious or the most far right groups that are literally molesting kids and that are literally grooming kids. It's never the gay people or the trans people. It's very rarely. But it's always a church. Mm-hmm. Like a youth organization that's run by religious people. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so tired of this whole, you're grooming children. I'm like, no, no, no. You're making this up because you are literally the
you're
Boy
basically,
Scouts.
Yeah, you're just like, if you're a right-wing pundit,
if you're
on the right side of the spectrum and you're trying to draw attention to anything, yourself, your brand, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're going to try to find, like, what is the shit that moves people?
Yeah.
What drives traffic? And
yeah.
they're like, gay. And people kind of like, I'm not really feeling hating gays. Like,
yeah.
all right, you don't want to hate gays anymore.
Well,
what about a trans lady who is playing a girl's sport? Or, you know, like, and then you get a million comments and you're like, this moves the needle.
Yeah.
So they found what moves the needle. And what moves the needle is like trans issues. And
yeah.
they've taken it to, they've turned the volume up so fucking high.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's this issue that generally makes the average person uncomfortable at a minimum.
Yeah.
But who gives a shit? It's not your life. Who cares? But then if I can make it about your kids, well, now you've got a vested interest.
I've done
now
that.
Like,
when I want to get
my
mean
children,
in an argument, I bring their kids into it. Ask Will. He saw me do it in Brooks. I've done it. I've done it twice when I've been really mad at somebody in a discussion, and I brought their kids into it, and they always are like, "You're bringing the kids into it." I'm like, "Yes, I am."
I'm not afraid that the guy doing kind of as like something that's already kind of sexual, like a drag show, is like, it's already kind of the sex is out there. So it's like, I'm not afraid of my kids being exposed to that, because it's like, you know, it's less likely to be taken to another level. It's already like a fun little show where they're dressed up and it's doing little flirty stuff.
The
religious stuff is the stuff that scares me, because that's the stuff where it's like, premarital, like, it's all,
they're indoctrinating
just this
people.
Fuck, like, then the kid, you know, and then the kids think you're Jesus, right? Like, so if somebody at a drag show starts to touch you, you're going to be like, what the fuck
are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? Like, don't worry, Jesus wanted me to.
Oh, if Jesus.
Jesus.
Said so.
The drag show performers can't use the trump card, which is like, Jesus wants me to do that to you, you know?
I wonder if in my lifetime, which is not much longer.
Jesus wants me to heal you with my dick.
I wonder if, like, if religion is still going to be, if people are still, I feel like it's getting to the point where enough people are like, you're ridiculous. I'm not being part, like, because they're losing people.
More atheists all the time. Yeah,
all the time. But, like, I had the cross cancer gives you, like, a free counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. And, like.
And it's in a chapel or something, or
no,
is it?
No, no,
it's not in a
chapel. It's at
Westmount Mall. Westmount
Mall.
There's counseling. You got to go to a different place.
Yeah.
Westmount Mall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not at the actual cross cancer. It's, like, at Westmount Mall. But I had, like, this discussion with her about, like, because I'm, like, she's, like, well, are you religious? Like, how are you feeling about death and stuff? And I said, well, I'm not, like, religious. I'm not. I feel like there's something after this. I have no idea what it is. Yeah. And I say I believe in some stuff, kind of, just in case.
Yeah. But, in case of emergency, break glass.
But yeah, because she's like, I guess a lot of people turn to religion when they're nearing the end, because they're kind of like, I really don't know. And now, I'm not turned to religion.
Yeah, it just seems weird to think like, oh, it's probably that one scripted story that guys wrote, you know, like. That's what I find so weird, is like all these white women that are like, I don't want some white man telling me what. It's like, who do you think wrote the fucking Bible?
Yeah, a white man.
16 white straight males.
Well, I bet you Mary Magdalene had a lot of input.
Like, you know, why would you be a progressive Christian?
Yeah.
This is just a white straight.
That's an oxymoron, a progressive Christian.
A lot of them are. There's like some progressive Christians.
Oh,
sure, there
God.
Are.
Isn't
How
can there? You be progressive and believe the Bible?
You can just compartmentalize anything.
You're like, this
is all happening and it's all real and what science says is. But also Jesus, he's the puppet master.
Yeah.
But there's 5.9 trillion strings. we used to think it was 8 strings that Jesus was fucking manipulating with his fingers. But apparently it's 3.9 billion.
But I love
strength.
How they, like, they will also put the entire population in it, even though they know the entire population doesn't believe what they believe.
Yeah, I don't
it's crazy. It's all
it's
crazy
fucking
shit.
Stupid.
I saw the Barbie movie yesterday.
Was it good?
It was. It's literally my top 3 in movies now.
Really?
Waiting for Guffman will never be replaced. It's my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
But Barbie is number 2. It is such a good fucking. The script is incredible. All of it is amazing.
Ben Shapiro hated it.
It's because Ben Shapiro is a small man that probably does not have a real penis. Like, he probably has a micro dick. Because if you're a man and you get offended by that movie about how they talk about men, you're a dumb fucking idiot. And you're the actual character that they're portraying. Because it's so fucking. Ryan Gosling should win an Oscar. He is
for
so.
Barbie, that'd be so funny.
He is. That movie better win Best Picture. It is the best movie I've seen in a long, long, long time. It was so funny, but it explains so much stuff that I can't articulate myself and how I feel about being a woman to men. Mm-hmm. And it is so well done. It is so good. I just like, I'm going to take every man in my life to it. I'll take you guys to it. It is such a good movie. And like Marc Maron saw it and he was thinking. That would be really awesome.
And I like how they put Ryan Gosling in it to prove that men are never objectified.
No, but it you have to watch. You do too, because you like you always get mad about being about men being bashed. But it's not about we're not bashing you. It's not bashing you. It's literally you just have to watch this movie. It explains.
No, I mean, and I don't even care about men being so bashed. I'm just like a counterpoint person.
No, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like here's a point. Well, here's a counterpoint. Yeah. It's not like you're not nobody's 100% right about anything.
No,
you know.
And it's but it was it's so fun. And Ryan Gosling was so good in that. Like he's just, I was like. It was insane. And it was like very like, oh, it's such a, I can't even like, it's such
it's funny
a
that
movie.
We both did like the thing that Jesus wanted us to do. You went and watched Barbie and I went and watched Oppenheimer.
Oh, did you like, Oppenheimer?
I thought, yeah, I liked it. It was
did
good.
Did you see it
but
in
it was,
IMAX?
I mean, it, yeah, no, we just saw it in IMAX, you know. We just
why did he, because my friends went and they said all it was them talking in IMAX. Like, why did he film it in IMAX? Was there a lot of action? He said, they said there's no, like, not a lot
of
action.
Yeah. If there was people that thought they were going to go and see, like, Hiroshima and Asian Dust and things like that, whatever, there's none of that.
Yeah.
It's all just his life and, you know, being labeled a communist and stuff and after. So if you, it's like the politics of it are strange.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, so if you didn't. Yeah, I can see how some people would go and watch it and go, that sucked. I thought it was going to be about like a quick, you know, like building the bomb.
Yeah.
We're building the bomb and now we're dropping the bomb. And oh my God, the aftermath of the bomb. But there's none of that. It's all sort of like.
It's just his life.
The climax is the test.
Yeah.
You know, but there's lots of great acting. As
well,
I
haven't heard anything bad about it at all. But like, yeah, the Barbie movie is incredible. I just couldn't. It's so good. I can't even put it into words. I loved it so much.
I heard it was amazing.
It's amazing.
I heard it was like super. And the only dudes that are super choked about it are like the Shapiro.
Yes. And it's hilarious. It makes the movie even funnier. When you see it, it'll make it even funnier.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
you see how they what they do with the male characters in the movie, it'll make it so much more funny because you're like, oh yeah, you just are literally mad because this is all the stuff that you do and we're laughing at you for doing it.
Yeah.
And you think that what you're doing is cool and all this stuff, but it's like, no, literally women laugh behind your back and that's what makes you mad because women are laughing at you. And that I think nothing would hurt a man more than a bunch of women laughing at him. I really do. I think that's one of the worst.
It does hurt.
I think
Jim's like, yeah, it doesn't feel good.
I think that's the one because I was talking to somebody about like, why do men act like so fucking crazy about women? Like, why do they go fucking nuts when it's about a woman? And it was, I was talking to a lesbian and she's like, well, are you at all gay? Like, have you ever, are you, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty straight. Like, I've kissed a girl for a drink or two, but like, I'm.
But yeah, it always.
But she's like, so you've never fallen in love with a woman? I'm like, no. And she goes, nobody built the pyramids for a man. Nobody created art for a man. Nobody has ever done anything crazy to win a man over. It's always, and that's what I was like. I'm like, holy shit, I never even, like, that blew my mind.
Nobody's trying.
That blue, because I'm like, women can do almost anything and they get away with shits. And I'm like, why? Why do we, how do we get away with the stuff we get away with? Like, we have our own shit that sucks, but like, and she's like, yeah, nobody has ever done anything to win over a man or to make a man feel good about himself, like, or feel loved. Or like.
I think it might even just come down to math, too, where like 40% of the female population is desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a physical level, you just see them.
Yeah.
And 40% of them, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fun to do that person.
No, nobody's ever gone crazy
but not,
for a beautiful
but
man.
But there's only maybe 5% of men to a woman are like, I want to have sex with him now. And the rest are just a bunch of guys.
But
you
even
know?
The most perfect man, eventually, you're just like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, that definitely cuts both ways.
Like, no, it does. It definitely does.
Absolutely.
It definitely does.
That's not even a stretch.
That's true. That is true. We all get on each other's nerves. We do. But no, like, I just, the Barbie movie was so good. And it's, yeah. Go see it.
Because that
movie.
Was one thing I was saying that's kind of, kind of misogynist, is I always feel like, you know, that's where we're talking about, like, women have a little bit more leeway and men have to kind of, like, make them happier than they have to, you know, like.
Not,
and we're bad at it, but it's like what we, you know, like guys are like women can kind of tell repetitive stories and guys have to be like, oh, yeah. Like, but I feel like if a woman and her woman's boyfriend or husband or whatever starts telling a story that they've kind of told before or that it's the woman will be like, beep, 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 like, cha, 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 cha 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 cha. Zip 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 zip. Bop 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 bop.
I would never do that if they were telling that story to another person, but if it's like the fourth time I've heard that story from the same person, I'm like, yeah, I know. You told me this 8 times.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I do that. I retell stories all the time. I don't know who I've told.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
We told many stories on this podcast. Yeah.
Oh, think about. I would like to fucking have AI go through all of it and just find the thing we said the most.
Well, Hitler. It would be Hitler.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, it's got to come back to old.
But the story that we brought up the most, because we've repeated a few things.
Oh my God, have we repeated. This is fucking, you might as well call this the repeat fest. It's just two people talk about the same thing over and over again in a slightly different way. Yeah, I went to, what did I do last week? I went to the Comedy Factory.
What?
With my friend Tyler.
Tyler.
He wanted to go to a show.
Yeah.
He's from Winnipeg.
For real?
Yeah.
Tyler from Winnipeg wanted to go to a show.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, we're going to the Comedy Factory. But it ended up not, you know, it wasn't what I'd hoped.
Yeah.
Because there was good comedians. There was actually like good comedians there.
Oh.
So it kind of ruins it because you're just like, oh, this is actually a pretty good show. I wanted to see it be terrible.
What was Tyler doing here? He just wanted to go to the Comedy Factory?
No, I think he was visiting and like he was going to some kind of 10-year anniversary thing or whatever.
Oh, okay. He wasn't
for friends.
A scout.
No. There was no scouting. But I just was like, this is too good of a show. This sucks, you know? Like there's all these good comedians here. This kind of blows.
Yeah.
It's fun when it's just awful. Like cuz the club itself is like a blanket in the corner.
I know. Yeah. Can you still hear the bowling?
The budget,
alley
and it's so. Here's what's so funny. Here's what made me laugh so. Zip it. Repeat story. Hiya. Hiya. Repeat story. Why did you hit me in the face? I almost heard a repeated story out of your mouth. I had to act. Your Honor, I had to murder her. She was telling a story for the second time. You don't get it. It's called self-defense.
Okay, sorry. I totally interrupted you.
So the funny part about the Comedy Factory is the focus on language. Like,
that you can't swear.
Bob Angeli goes up, introduces no one as a headliner or a feature act or a middle act. Everybody's a special guest. Because headliner comes with an expectation of compensation.
Are
featuring comes with an expectation of compensation. So, but it's weird because it's like the audience would prefer you say headliner.
Yeah.
The audience would prefer you say feature or middle act. Like, we have a great show tonight. Your headliner, blah, blah, blah. Like, it creates, I know who the main thing is. And it's all set up to be like, if I say headliner, somebody's going to want money. If I say you're the most special of all the guests.
So does he not pay
Are you
people?
Guys ready for the last super special guest?
Does he not pay comics?
No.
At all?
Not when he's introducing them all as special guests.
Oh
no.
My God. Fuck that. Ugh.
That means free. Special guest means free.
Oh my God. Let's
he
go.
He just popped
we should go
in.
Strike in front of the Comedy Factory. Not like we're not going to work, but just be like, don't go here.
Yeah.
This but guy doesn't pay people.
It's just an example of like, you know, and it's nice to see the business model changing with things like Billy James Records people actually trying to do, like taking, instead of just bitching their whole lives.
But to
like,
make money for everyone, not just
and like, of course you've got to pay yourself first. Of course you got to make money. Like, so whatever that is, right?
If you're
but it's
doing
like
work, though, that's the thing that bothers me.
But people used to hate Yuck Yucks, but then it's like everybody who was an offshoot of Yuck Yucks was worse. So it's like, I left Yuck Yucks in their tyrannical regime.
Yeah.
And then it's like, the next day, they're doing worse.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's worse than, I know I learned a lot from them. And then I put my own spin on it, which is to fuck them harder. So the Angeli model is simply pay no one.
That's fucked. Can you hear the bowling alley still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hear Laser Quest upstairs. Like, you can hear the roof rattle. One of those, you know, one of the roof rattlers.
You're kind of like, in this episode, you remind me of the
sound
guy
effects.
From Police Academy.
I thought you were going to say the guy that we sent you to at Yuck Yucks.
I was going to say, I'm going to retell a story right now because I know.
Hi-ya!
I know we've talked about this before.
Story repeat.
That one time when you and Andrew sent me, I was at the comic strip and you guys, you got to go to Yucks and see this comic. He's brilliant. He's amazing. He's so good. And then I get there and he's literally doing sound effects, but bad sound effects. And
yeah,
I'm like, I was like, fuck both of you.
Yeah, this is a lawn dart trapped in a fart. Or like, yeah, something like that.
Are you doing more sound effects in your act recently?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not doing any sound effects. I just thought I would do it just in podcasting.
Just in podcasts.
Just in my podcasting life. It's weird because I listen to podcasts and I'm like, I wonder how many people listen to this fucking. Like
yeah.
The one that I listen to the most would be this QAnon Anonymous one, which I don't know how many people listen, but I think it's a lot.
What do they talk about on that?
They tell stories of like people that got caught up in a conspiracy theory,
okay.
And how it's kind of changed their life and stuff. And then they tell, you know, like they'll send people to what is that new right wing movie? School of Freedom or Freedom something. It's like a free. It's based on the notion of like, you know, saving kids.
Is it better than the Barbie movie?
We've got to save these kids from sex. But like conservative writers are bad at context.
Yeah.
So they're just like, we're going to save these kids. They don't have an arc. They don't have, there's no story.
Yeah.
It's just like some guy who goes to save kids.
Yeah.
There's no, like, there's no him, like, maybe I shouldn't go because I have my own family and I, you know, like, there's no torment. There's no, like, you know, conservatives are like, it's very sort of, you know, I'm going here, I'm going there, and then I'm going shopping, and then I'm going where the fucking bowling.
Are right-wing movies like a thing now? Because
they
should start reviewing them.
No,
on
they're
would be fun.
They're well because the production value is easier and easier to generate.
Oh yeah.
Right. So now they can make
anything
a very high, and then half of and it last week made more money than Barbie.
What?
Yeah, because half of the fucking country of the United States wants to support it
so
that there
yeah.
are more
so
of those
looks
movies
like
being made.
So there's more of them. Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but it's like Something of Freedom. It was like number one in the box office.
Of course, Freedom is in the title.
And it's just a guy who goes and saves kids in Guatemala or some shit.
I'm going to kind of look up on IMDb. Is it like a famous, any famous mm-hmm. people in it? Or are they all just like...
No, there's a couple famous people who took the bag of money for sure.
You know what? To be honest, if they're giving you enough money... Just
sure.
take it.
And actually, that's another thing they were talking about on the other podcast was how, you know, because these movies are huge budget, they can afford good actors. So,
yeah.
like, they sat and watched this movie and they were like, you know, the cinematography.
Sound of Freedom.
So, the cinematography and the acting is actually good. It's just, like, the writing and the story that are ridiculous, right?
The incredible true story of a former government agent turned vigilante who embarks on a dangerous mission to rescue hundreds of children from sex traffickers.
Yeah. So it's just...
In a church.
It's just... Yeah. It's just absolute chum for conservatives,
yeah.
right?
Because
that's what I'd do.
Who,
I'd save kids.
Who are the sex traffickers? Mira Sorvino? What the fuck?
Yeah. It would be... Yeah. They'd probably have one Jewish guy and a white woman.
It's literally Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in that Jesus movie. And then Mira Sorvino, which that's... seems weird to me, but whatever. And then
yeah.
nobody, never heard of that person, never heard of that person. Manny Perez is in everything. He's that guy, you know. Oh, that guy.
Manny Perez is in everything.
He is. Wait,
we should make
I'll
a movie
you.
Called Manny Perez is in everything. Without Manny
oh, wait,
Perez
no, it's
in
not.
It.
No, it's somebody different. I thought this is a different Manny Perez. I didn't know who
this
Manny
is
Perez
a different
is.
Manny Perez.
I'm not racist. I'm just.
But we should go and watch it.
Observative.
Because I bet you it'll be good. So anyway, like the guys, these guys that went and watched the movie, they are the guys, like they still wear masks when they go outside and stuff. Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, I know that guy. That guy's been in a bunch of stuff
Kurt
for sure.
Fuller. He wore a tracksuit.
I've got 10 more kids to save. I'm not going home till tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll go see this movie with you.
Cancel my flight. I have 3 more kids to... There's a sex trafficking pit that they're throwing them into, and I have to stop it.
I want
to
see what their budget is because that would be okay. So their budget is $14.6 million estimated, and they've grossed worldwide $151 million.
Huge. So
they made their money.
Yeah, absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And they're going to make more of it.
Yeah.
And the next one will be about same thing. It'll be like a kids thing. But there'll also be a part of it that's like a go woke, go broke type thing
yeah.
where there's a progressive company that has a marketing campaign And then this grassroots conservative group tries to knock it down because it goes against their family values. And then they're successful by the end of it. And that company comes begging for them to stop.
And they crowdfunded for this. So
it'll be,
yeah, I mean,
go woke, go broke. It'll be a story. We should. And it could just be that. Go woke, go broke. So just go woke, go broke.
Yeah.
And that would be the movie. Instead of saving kids, we're shutting down a progressive company that tried to have a trans person on their cover.
Yeah. It outgrossed its budget within 2 days of release. Sean, let's make a conservative movie and just steal that money. Because I don't mind stealing from conservatives.
No.
I have no problem.
It'd be nice.
We should
It'd
make
be
like
fun.
A religious movie about how Jesus comes back and saves us all from the pedophiles.
Oh.
Or Jesus comes out and gives freedom to the children, but only the children. Because that's what matters.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. There's got to be a pit of sex trafficking that they throw them into, and then we just fucking we put bomb on the pit and kill it.
It's a good thing we have. I came in here with a hoodie for some dumb reason.
Yeah,
to Oliver on the park.
With your green hoodie.
With my green hoodie. It's meant for snowboarding.
That's meant for identifying you if you can't remember your name.
It is your
truth. Who is the guy that he got genetic testing done and they were like, you have 10 times more likelihood of getting Alzheimer's?
What?
Who was the guy that was the Thor guy?
Oh, like.
They did some genetic test or something.
That
and
Australian
they found
guy?
Out,
what's his name?
There's
a very funny song about him. What is that?
Yeah.
What is his name?
Christian Somethingworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth? Yeah.
I don't know.
It is.
I think
Chris
it's Chris Somethingworth.
There's like a song about Chris Hemsworth that some guy, he's a straight guy, he sings about, but it's pretty fucking funny. I had it, I have like, I use AI DJ on my Spotify.
Really?
So yeah, you just put on AI DJ and just plays songs that thinks you'll like.
I heard this guy on a podcast talking about how, you know, he was asked like, do you believe that aliens exist or whatever? And he's like, I think that aliens did exist. I think there's like pockets of time on different planets where there are, you know, life forms that are progressed enough to look beyond and go, who the fuck's out there?
Yeah.
And I think that there's going to be ones after us, but there's like just little flashes of time. Like that planet had life for that much time and that much time. And then now it's kind of like, you know, of course there could be other planets where there's life, but it could be just like our turn right now. And then in 100 years, AI takes over. And
yeah,
then
maybe AI is running everything, actually, and
it
always
will,
has been.
It will be. Will so his theory is that in 100 years we'll all be gone, that it'll just be the robots that we built that destroyed us. Like because sometimes it's like sometimes your demise is the hackiest thing it could be. Where like we've already seen the movie of AI killing us so many times that we're like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, until it's actually happening, and then we're like, fuck, this is a bit like Terminator, and it's a bit like, you know, like, so we've just, it's like that we're bored of it as a, so it's like if somebody talks about AI killing us and robots killing us, we're like, yeah,
heard it before.
Heard it.
I already have an AI that's going to defend me in the AI war.
Don't worry about it.
I I'm not kidding you. The more I see everything happening in the world, the more less I want to do chemotherapy. Let's just speed this shit up because
let's go natural.
World is on fire. It's fucking insane.
Let's fly to Mexico and do the hamster tail thing.
Everybody's like, are
the
you going to do this? Are you going to do that? I'm like, no. I'm going to go to Mexico and party, but I'm not going to go to Mexico and look for the cure for cancer that doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, there was a doctor I saw on YouTube that they were asking him, like, I don't think that Big Pharma wants to cure cancer. And he was like, you have to remember Big Pharma is people.
Yeah.
There's like, so these pharmaceutical companies are, yes, they have a CEO. Yes, they have a board of directors. Yes, they have people that want to increase revenue. Yes, they have some like kind of evil people that'll sort of like, let's delay that drug or let's push that drug. But on the developmental side, on the research and development side, it's human beings.
Yeah.
It's thousands of humans that have dedicated like decades of their lives to trying to end this.
Yeah.
And, you know, like even if they were super selfish, they would still want kind of their name to be on it. Like,
yeah. And humans will always find something to make them sick. Like if they cure, because they've basically cured AIDS. I don't know if they've cured, but they've controlled it now. And you can live long with AIDS now. And when we were kids, it was a death sentence if you got AIDS. Mm-hmm. But now it's like if you have it, you can still live a normal life. And like, so they are trying to find cures and stuff, but we'll always find a way to kill ourselves by doing something stupid, like Like, mm-hmm. obesity's killing us, but now we've got Ozempic, and everyone's on Ozempic, and so that's going to go away for a while, and then everyone's going to have weird side effects from Ozempic, and those are going to be the new things we've got to get drugs for.
I just think it's funny that people are like, we can't cure cancer because we don't want to find the cure, and it's like,
that's not
true. It's because everything else is kind of cured.
Yeah.
You know, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, other than that, we kind of got it licked.
Yeah.
It's just these four things that are like still on the list. And then we blame the people who fixed everything else.
Yeah.
Like there's all these people who fixed everything else.
Yeah.
And we're like, you don't want to get to the bottom of cancer because you want to line your pockets. And it's like, what about everything else? What about you're on Lipitor?
Yeah.
You're 83.
You're still alive because you're taking pills. If you didn't have these pills, you'd have died 10 years ago.
Yeah. We're saving your asses every fucking day. And you turn around and like, it's like if I did landscaping work for somebody and they're like, oh yeah, of course you don't touch by the fence.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been cutting your fucking lawn and rototilling and shit. I didn't get under the tree. Sorry, I couldn't get under the tree. It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
They're doing whatever. They're humans, right?
But it's like a thing. It's a thing with illness. People want to get mad at somebody and blame somebody for everything. Because even when I got my diagnosis and a lot of my friends were like, aren't you mad that you just, they said it was gone and then it came back? And I'm like, well, no, because first of all, what is that going to do me to be mad about stuff? Second of all, like, they're literally working with the most unpredictable disease in the world that changes every day. For good and bad. And I'm going to go get mad at an oncologist that has dedicated their life to trying to help people with cancer for not finding my cancer soon enough. Like, no, like, fuck.
If this was like, you know, I mean, doctor's a weird one because like, I think, you know, it reminds me of, you know, when we talk about like, oh, so you just believe the government, you know, or whatever. And it's like, if you look back, the government always lied or whatever. But it's like, no, they didn't always lie. You're cherry picking when they did lie, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same as this, where it's like, they don't want to fucking find the cure because they haven't found the cure for this. It's like, but you're ignoring what they've done.
Yeah.
You're willfully ignorant of all the things they've done.
That's like, true. Nobody's ever.
Like even your cancer probably 5 years ago, the life expectancy would have been 6 to 9 months
or whatever.
And now they've lengthened it.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. They're like, there's no cure. There's no magic bullet.
No.
We're just trying to lengthen lives and make them more livable.
Livable and not like literally. Like I've talked to my family about like I don't want to live in a hospital bed for like 6 months. Like if I'm going downhill.
Hotel bed for 6 months.
Put me in a hotel. At least.
My hospice is going to look a lot like the Delta.
I want a Whirlpool
room. With your GoFundMe, absolutely you should die in a fucking Delta hospice. Yeah, I need you to up the dosage of my Dilaudid. And the cleaning lady's like, I don't know an IV bag. Help! Two cleaning ladies trying to hook up your Dilaudid bag. That'd be kind of fun.
I just don't want to live in a hospital.
While your dad's trying to find the ice machine and two cleaning ladies are fucking... You go for a quick swim. But that'd be great.
It would be great.
A hotel hospice is a good idea.
I want to stay in a hotel with a water slide. Somebody, I'll just throw me down the water slide once a day.
There she goes.
No, I've thought, I'm like, I don't want to be it. Like, I've watched relatives die from cancer and it's awful. And like, seriously, like, and I'm like, treat me like a dog. When things are getting really shitty, have compassion and let me go. Because I would never.
You're young Yeller.
Young Yeller. I'm young. That's true.
You're young Yeller.
Should I make an album called Young Yeller? And then just the end is just like, please take
when
me
I'm
out
like
back
that,
and shoot
take
me.
Take me out back and shoot me, which I think we've already talked about on the podcast. Where I'm like, why doesn't anybody take anybody out front and shoot them? You know, it's always.
That's just too traumatic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, let's go on our front yard and kill me. Execute me under the in front of the tree in our front yard.
I do want to do this destination funeral. I really want to do a destination funeral.
It'd be kind of fun.
And then I do want to have a roast night, and Jim came up with the best name.
But if it's a true funeral, it can't be invitation only. You've got to have some enemies there.
Oh, that's fine. I'm inviting everybody. Yeah? But my enemies will have to pay to come. So.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can have a list of people that you cover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. That I'll cover. Yeah. I'm going to try and get some of this. Because there's people I want there that I know can't afford to do that kind of thing. So I'm going to, I really want to try and get it, like, sponsored and turned into something.
Yeah, you should bring down a drag queen to, like,
yeah,
oversee
I'll bring
the
a drag
whole thing.
Queen.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll bring a drag queen, and then I'll bring like some like country star. Like, what's the one that's singing that everyone hates right now?
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. That's the dumbest song ever. All the people in small towns are like, what? Why are you bringing us
into this? I think that's why my politics were set, like, when I mean, I guess everything, but, like, that's why my politics were set when I was young, because I was always like, I don't, like, Jason Aldean, his career is not destroyed because five other people wrote that song.
Yeah.
They were like, who wrote this? And it's like, five professional songwriters in Nashville.
Yeah,
Jason Aldean had nothing to do with that fucking song. But then everybody who listens to it is like, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But like, I remember being young and thinking like, and as soon as somebody said like, oh, the person that you saw didn't say that or do that or whatever, wasn't theirs, I'd be like, oh, that's instantly discrediting.
They just
like,
read
they just,
it?
They, that's gross. They just, ugh.
Yeah, when you find out all politicians have speech writers and stuff, they're like, oh, so you're not like free thinking, you're just a puppet.
Yeah, or just even like singers and progressive people that who are artists that have a progressive following have to be very careful not to be labeled as somebody who doesn't write their own material.
Yeah.
But you go to the other side of the spectrum and they don't care. Yeah. They do not care. They don't care. Like, you know, hey, that comedian didn't write those jokes. I don't care.
No, they don't.
They don't care.
No.
Doesn't matter to me.
You said it for a long time. If we wanted to become famous and like, or even just make money, we should become right-wing comedians because.
For sure.
You'll make money because those people support harder than the gay community supports Margaret Cho. Seriously. Like.
For sure they do.
Like, look at that movie. It made gross. Yeah. It's double its freaking thing. And two, because they want to prove. No. There's lots of us out here. There's lots of us here.
Yeah. The not so silent fucking majority.
Yeah. No, like, that's like...
I like how they call themselves the silent majority when they're the loudest fucking people I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, they're so loud.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're so fucking loud.
It's disgusting. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. So what do you got going on this weekend? Anything? Do you have any shows?
I'm going
any
to
chemo
Ontario.
Show?
No shows this weekend, but I'm going to Ontario.
Oh, that'll be kind of... Will it be good or fun?
Yeah. I'm
going
to go visit Allison Dora at her new house in the country. And I'll go to a lake and stuff. And then the weekend after, I'm at Niagara Falls... Yuck Yucks with Adrian Fish and Brian Hatt, and I'm so excited because
Brian Hatt, friend of the show. Just kidding, he's never heard it.
He's never heard it, but he's still our friend.
Yeah, he's a friendly guy.
That's all I'm doing. But no, I didn't say it. He has the best idea for my roast title, the cremation of Kathleen McGee.
Oh, the cremation of Kathleen McGee.
That's so fucking awesome.
That is a good idea.
I love it.
A good idea.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. No, do I have shows? No, I have nothing. It's great. Like, I like not having shows, you know?
Yeah.
It's good for my mental health to not have shows.
No, it's just not good for your bank account, but it is
No, it's definitely not good for the bank account. But mental health-wise, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
To not have to sweat it and be like, oh, yeah, and Whistle Friday. Yeah. Fuck.
Touring the small towns of the prairies. Yeah.
Here, I got one for you. Hey, I got one for you. What's that? Two beeps, walk into a bar. And you're like, oh, yeah. One of them orders a Coke and the other one orders a fucking Sprite. Who do you think got served first? Who? The boo. Okay, then. Whoa, Alan. Whoa.
Whoa, Alan.
Look out, doctor. Look out, chickadee. Whoa. Did somebody say fence? Yeah, and then you just got to laugh at that. So you just got to be like, it's not any different than any other job. It's just a, but it's just intensive. It's an intent. You're faking it. Being at work is faking it.
Yeah.
But comedy is like an intensive period of fakery.
It is.
Because you have to be like, hi, like you can be a dick.
Yeah.
But I can't.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
Some people can be a dick if you have it in you, but but if you don't have it in you,
no, because there's some people you work with where you're like, wow, the venue thinks they're a dick, the booker thinks they're a dick,
and they still get booked all the time.
But it doesn't matter because their show,
just moves
mountains.
Sometimes
it's like,
I'm
that
like,
guy's a fucking asshole, and then 15 minutes into his set, they're like, oh, I understand.
Yeah.
What he was doing before was teasing us.
But sometimes,
and this is who he really is, and you're like, no, opposite of that.
But sometimes I see new comics and I'm like, I watch them, how they behave at clubs and stuff. And I'm just like mouth agape. Like, what the? Really? You're like, how many years in? And you're talking to the management and you're talking to the waitresses like that. And you're like demanding shit. Like, I guess.
Yo,
actually,
Dice Sprite now.
I just was just like, some of them, I'm just like, the way you operate, I'm good for you that you've been able to figure out how to work, because this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
But we never did figure it out.
We never figured it out. And we never will.
No.
But it's because we don't grind enough.
We're not grinders. We're and not grinding. Grinders. You just got to grind and grind. Hey, comedy. Here's what comedy's about. You do the... you grind.
That's...
And then you do another show and you grind. And then you know what you do? You get on social media. You put out a bunch of content. You have a, you know, you follow the thing and then you build a following. It's a groundswell. It's a grassroots groundswell of following, a niche market following. And then you're filling, before you know it, you're filling arenas. I like it when people give that as advice. That's like me giving financial advice to people and saying, like, here's how you retire. You work, yeah. You keep work, you keep working. And then you win a small lottery. You win a small lottery from a ticket you bought at Sev, and that's $2.8 million net to you.
And you're good.
And then you're good.
You're good.
See?
It's easy.
So duh. Like, I love it when people think, like, here's how you do this, and then part of the story of how you do it is this thing that almost never happens.
Yeah. Or is impossible.
Somebody finds a following of millions of people who are willing to come and watch them do this thing live. Happens so infrequently.
Yeah.
And it's part of your presentation of how to be a success entails a fairy tale episode where we're going to veer off of reality, get that wand cooking, and then just talk about, like, it's in this fantasy world where you have fucking 18 million followers or whatever. Like, like, oh, is that okay? Let me write that down. No, that's not worth the ink. It's just annoying.
It's so annoying. Know?
Like, when, because it's very common advice to comedians.
Yeah.
Well, have you tried social media?
Have you tried social
have
media?
Have you considered
or have you
building
tried
your
working
following
hard?
Organically?
Have you tried working hard? No, not at all. Not
how many
throughout
sets
this
a week
entire
you doing?
20 years.
How many sets a week you doing? Like, I don't know. It's not biceps.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, it's, what are you talking about?
Are you doing a leg set or are you doing an arm set? Which set
doing?
Are you doing?
I think you're too heavy on the upper body. Your joke's got no legs. You got to hit the fucking road, man. You got to go to BP's 5 nights a week and scream in a corner at people that go. Phew.
They never say hit the road. I guess that's what grinding is, but they never say that because there's quite a few comics lately that I've seen that are doing well that do not and have not ever done the road, like hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
Yeah, there was somebody that offered me, there was like somebody in Fort Saskatchewan that works with, like, I don't know, some people in Fort Saskatchewan. She's like, well, we could do like a comedy course. And then I was explaining, like, okay, it would be a lot of sharing and, like, workshopping, and there'd be, like, groups, and you'd work in a group, and then you'd work individually, but you'd always have to be sharing and whatever. And they're like, oh, no, we'd want it to just be, like, like a course, and you can kind of teach it. And I'm like, no, that's all nonsense.
That's not
the whole thing of, like, you know. And I told her, like, I don't know, it's something I've said forever, like, you could give somebody 10 rules.
Yeah.
And if they were funny, they could break all 10
and
be funny.
Yeah.
And you could give somebody 10 rules to follow. And if they weren't funny, they could follow all 10 and fail.
Well, and I still
so it doesn't matter.
You don't have to, like, you can make it and not be really, truly funny. But I think the best comics are always, they're just naturally funny. There's I don't think, like, there's plenty of comics that have made it because they figured out whatever formula and stuff like that. But they don't last. They don't stick around. The ones that are truly, like, funny do stick around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or they get called out on something and get banished.
Exactly. Banished.
Banished.
But it was just funny that it was like, you thought, like, I would never want to teach a comedy class that wasn't about, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, if we're,
if
the whole thing is about birdhouses, like, we want you to come and teach them how to build a birdhouse. It's like, okay, well, on day one, we're going to, like, get our tools and, you know, like, well, no, I just kind of want you to kind of, like, theoretically talk about a birdhouse build.
That was like when,
like,
we had
to let's get the birdhouse going.
Remember we had to do workshops at Yucks on Tuesdays if we wanted to be on that show, that, and you had to come for the comment, and it was whoever was headlining that week would run. And sometimes they were, like, really the worst workshops ever, but sometimes they were really good. Like, Kevin Fox always did it where he, and this was, like, smart on his, but he barely did anything. He just had everybody go up and tell their best joke, and then everybody was like, how can we make it better, or what can you, and it was the most helpful of the workshops. Mm-hmm. And then there were the workshops that kind of explained, like, the do's and don'ts of doing comedy, and, like, that's kind of nice. And then there was Paul, who came in and told, well, his was a do's and don't. His was like how to not get an STD on the road.
Not really.
That's literally what he talked about.
Yeah. Some of them was a weird arrogant, like.
Some of them were.
You're probably wondering, how does somebody like me get, and you're like, what is he doing? Why is he approaching this?
Some of them
like
were hilarious.
Yeah, you're like,
dumb,
what the fuck is this about?
But some of them were informative. Like, I've always thought that, like, comedy classes are needed. I don't think, like, what Humber College, like, when I saw some, I'm a Humber College grad, I'm like, I could give two fucks.
that you are
a comedy school graduate.
I
could give
Trump
two
University.
Fucks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I do believe comedy classes are needed because A, it's where you can meet someone else that's on your level and like you're just beginning. And that's what you need when you start is like a friend group, either one or two other people to go around to show so you don't feel so fucking alone.
Yeah, because you're just three nerds in high school. Yeah. And as long as you have each other, it doesn't hurt that much to get hit with a pencil.
Exactly.
Because
you're
just protecting each other from the lead part.
Yeah.
You're like, pencil!
And
Jock throwing a pencil again.
And there's shit that like people like there is like weird etiquette stuff that people don't know anymore.
Well, and there's old creepy headliners that are gonna try to take you on the road.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to like know stories of I don't really go with that guy. Like that guy's
don't,
a fucking
I
psychopath.
Should just do a course with like, okay, I'm gonna do women of comedy. We're all gonna learn.
That would be funny. Well, you must have there must be like a secret women's group.
Oh, there's many secret women's groups that have, if you are, if you are sitting at home being like, oh my God,
a text
I hope they're not talking about me. We're talking about you. If you think that, we're talking about you. There's a few that come up a lot between the girls that I've been friends with forever. Mm. And like, there's new ones all the time because even in a world where you can get called out so hard and it can end your fucking life. Men are still being disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially old ones.
Not even trying to be cute
girls.
About it. Yeah.
Not even trying to be cute. Or even quiet or secretive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the shit I've been hearing lately about some of the comics in Canada and around us, I'm just like, are you dumb?
Yeah, the number
like, are you this fucking dumb?
The number
dumb?
Of screenshots I get where I'm like, it's almost like the person who sent this thinks messages are still a secret.
Disappear.
That's in my DMs.
That will never be seen by anyone but that person.
Don't worry, that's a private message.
I don't know what it's
don't worry, I sent it privately.
It's private.
And it was received in a private fashion.
Privately. There's I don't know what a screenshot is, but that's like when you know that whole thing with like Chris D'Elia, how like they were talking about Snapchat and you see that's one of my favorite clips to watch, how they talk about he's like, oh, well, it just disappears. And you go, they're like, no, like, you can get anything. And he's like, what do you mean? Like,
how could you get that?
No, you can't. Like, no. It's like, you can screenshot. And they're just like casually like, no, like, are you an idiot? Of course they can do that. And he's just like, oh, okay. But he.
Did you see the video they made of him where they did that? Where it was like, and then they go, bump, 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 diddly dee dee.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so good.
Because you see his face is like understanding
still,
that he's now fucked from all these Snapchat.
He still works a lot. And that's like,
Of course.
He's low. Like his dad is like a famous producer in Hollywood. So I'm sure that's.
If you sell tickets, politics go out the window.
Does
it doesn't matter.
Does he even sell that many tickets?
Of course he would. Yeah, he would sell tons of tickets.
Oh my God, I've seen him a few times when I lived in LA. I remember I did it. I was on a show at the Laugh Factory and he was on the show and like he had one girl with some girl with him. I don't know her. And she came up to me afterwards or I was sitting down and she was sitting with him and she's like, oh my God, you were so funny. I really loved it. Oh, you were so good. And then he goes, well, she hasn't seen me yet. And I not even in a joking way. Like, I'm like, first of all, you're a dick because I'm a nobody comic and it's really nice when someone thinks that I'm funny.
Yeah.
Second of
and
all,
you've got to steal that moment.
You fucking like loser. Like you're such a loser. And I think like anyway.
Yeah.
The fun thing about dying is I'm going to start naming names.
Yeah. As this podcast goes along.
Oh, we should get more
and
listeners.
And another thing. John, you're a fucking like oh my God. No, podcast over. Kathleen's hitting
remember that time you made me think about the dead baby bear?
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Oh, wow. We'll have to get all these words in on the AI machine so we can keep doing it after you're dead. Just a word scramble of Kathleen saying, no, wrong.
Yeah.
John's an idiot.
No, I should start naming names. I will.
One day we will.
Someone's like, someone was like, what are your last words going to be? And I'm like, avenge me.
Oh, avenge man. Me. Well, we did it, I think.
Yeah, I think we've
episode
been
two.
We've
in
been sweating
the
in here
books.
For a while. Oh, this
how
is,
much
I'll
time
play
did we talk
leave.
For?
This is the Chris Hemsworth song I was talking about.
Okay.
This will be the. Wait, why isn't it working? Every single woman in the whole wide world will give everything up just to hold you.
my news, Chris. I want your pirate beard and your bright blue angel eyes. I want your lightning rod between my thunder thighs. You can take my ass to Asgard. I won't guard this ass at all. Cause I can't lie, I'd like to find out what's inside of those big magic balls.
He's got a good voice.
It's good. I'm going to look up more. Yeah. That's why I like AI on Spotify, because I've found all these new... Because you know what? That's the thing about getting old is you're like, I like Taylor Swift. Like, yeah. I don't know anything about music. But like, at least now I can find new stuff and not feel so old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay.
All right. Okay. Thanks for being on your podcast.
Thanks for being here, Sean.
See you soon, Wendy.
Bye, Wendy.